This is the goddamn news.
Here is the goddamn news. Outrage as Christian church group takes up residence at Silver Star Casino. Rhema West Family Church, a franchise of Rhema itself, says that being in a gambling den is fitting, as that's where the money is, and just like the other punters, the odds are stacked against them. Oh man. Meanwhile, banned ANC Youth League leader Julius Malema has provided mirth, turning also to the church in a last-ditch effort to be saved. Malema allowed Bishop Tsunami to pray for him. Tsunami is the head of Last Chance Ministries. Truly, I say unto you. Meanwhile, KZN Premier Zweli Mkhize has supported comments by his education MEC Slenzo Kuhunu that school principals are just like jellyfish. The remark allegedly linked principals of schools and toxic free-swimming members of the phylum Cnidaria together as both reproduce in schools. In other news, Nedbank chairman Roel Khoza has criticized the ANC leadership for allowing its own moral quotient to degenerate so badly, which is interesting, coming from a retail bank that bought a law firm and then sold it back to the seller at 10% of the purchase price. Talk about smoking pot and calling the kettle previously disadvantaged. Rome, the Vatican. Rome. The Pope has extended an olive branch this Easter, issuing the following statement to the global Jewish community. Dear Jews, what you guys did was wrong, but thank you for the holiday. The US Auction Alliance Architect-in-Chief, Rael Leavitt, continues to evade the truth, claiming everything from religious beliefs to work commitments that have kept him away from returning home to face serious fraud charges. The former CEO claims he is innocent and is terrified of going to jail, where he may be abused and may even find an apple up his bum. Impala Platinum has been accused of not only extracting metal from deep holes in the ground, but burying the truth down there as well. Two women who voluntarily had their breasts replaced with bags of bathroom sealant are now claiming damages from the doctor who installed them. The women claim the bags have ruptured, effectively sealing their abdomens off from the outside world. In entertainment, the Eagles have completed their tour of South Africa very successfully, with none of them dying on South African soil. That was the news. It was the goddamn news.
That was the news. It's better than no news.